This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Closing prices for the Chicago Board of Trade: December corn, $3.73, down 1.5. March, $3.81¾, down 1. May, $3.88¼, down 3/4. November soybeans, $8.71¼, up 3.5. January, $8.67¼, up 3.25. March, $8.69½, up 3.25. December wheat, $5.23¼, down 3. March, $5.25½, down 1.5. May, $5.29¼, up 3/4. December oats, $2.23¾, down 3/4. March, $2.24¾, down 1. December soybean meal, $2.95.70, down 70. January, $2.94.80, down 40. March, $2.93.20, down 20. December soybean oil, $28.04, up 21. January, $28.32, up 21. March, $28.53, up 24. Time now for the cash grain report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices did end mixed on Friday afternoon, with soybeans closing slightly higher and corn and wheat futures slightly lower. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 1 to 5 cents at 344 to 361, while soybean bids were mostly 3 cents higher at 841 to 858. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 1 to 2 cents at 354 to 378, while soybean bids were up 3 at 849 to 869. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 1 to 2 at 358 to 385. Soybeans advanced 7 to 9 cents at 848 to 871. And wheat bids on Friday 2 to 3 cents lower at 421 to 468. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids ended mixed on Friday, a range from 877 to 887. Basis ended mixed, range from 10 to 20 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $291.70 to $310.70 per ton. That's down 70 cents, with basis steady ranging from 4 under to 15 over December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids lost 2 to 7 cents at $3.68 to $3.97. Basis ended steady to 5 cents lower at 5 under to 24 over December. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids steady to 2 cents lower at 373 to 382, with basis steady to 2 cents stronger, ranging from option to 9 over December. Soybeans were up 5 to 7 cents at 872 to 879, with basis up 2 to 4 cents at 5 to 12 over the January. And new crop wheat prices along the Illinois River, they were 3 cents higher on Friday at 455 to 486, with basis steady at 75 under to 44 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids steady to 1 cent higher at 389 to 390. These same elevators raise their soybean prices 4 to 7 cents with quotations at 896 to 897. Soft wheat lost 3 cents at 447 to 448 and Milo gained 2 to 9 cents at 379 to 383. Contract bids to producers for January delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for January delivered grain range from 346 up to 362. January soybean bids were at 837 to 855. In central Illinois, January corn bids range from 354 to 385. January soybean bids were at 846 to 863. In the southern part of the state, January corn bids range from 368 up to 393. January soybean bids were at 855 to 874. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from 472 up to 510. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Bilberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Closing prices for the Mercantile Exchange: December live cattle, 135, up 60. February, 138.25, up 135. April, 136.87, up 40. November feeder cattle, 183.50, up 187. January, 173.10, up 42. March, 171.87, up 182. December lean hogs, 55.15, down 25. February, 58.35, down 25. April, 63.95, up 17. Time now for the Cash Livestock Report.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 6th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.12 lower in the range of $50 to $54.25, with a weighted average carcass price of $53.35. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading a week steady with light demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 30 to 36, 4 to 5 weights 35 to 40, 5 to 6 weights 38 to 42, and 6 weights and up 40 to 45. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading $2 lower, with lighter demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from 32 to 36. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 7,191 head. And now for the recap from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 241 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 115 to 130.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 111 to 117, with some higher dressing, 118 to 124.50. Choice slaughter heifers, 127.25 to 131. Now moving over to Carthage, where they had a special feeder cattle sale. They had receipts of 702 head, starting with the feeder steers. Medium and large ones, four weights, were 222 to 256. Five weights were 200 to 236. And six weights were 171 to 195. On to feeder heifers, medium and large ones, four weights were 190 to 219, five weights were 173 to 216, and six weights were 160 to 172. Feeder bulls, medium and large ones, three weights were 221 to 245, four weights were 235 to 244, and five weights were 185 to 208. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis, 125 to 135, and on a dress basis, 202 to 203. Heifers on a live basis were 125 to 135, and on a dress basis, 203. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 377 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, 75.28, and that was 50 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were 215.66, that was $3.20 lower. And select carcasses were 207.25, and that was $1.40 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 96,000. That compared to 100,000 last week and 109,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, cattle slaughter is still running behind 5.7%. Hog slaughter was estimated at 432,000. That compared to 391,000 last week and 411,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, hog slaughter is running ahead 7.9%. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Today we'll hear from a Raymond farmer, Darren Rosenthal. I took a trip to Darren's farm to learn about the cover crops he has planted on a 40-acre field.
I graduated in 08 from Lincolnwood High School and then went to Lincoln Land after that. And I farm with my dad today. We farm about 1,800 acres here in Montgomery County, some in Christian and Coupon also.
Have you guys finished up harvest for the year yet?
Yes, we have finished up harvest. We have just about 100 acres of tillage yet to do, and then we'll start anhydrous here when it cools off a little bit more.
And besides the farming operation, you also are a seed dealer, too.
Yes, I do sell DeKalb Asgrow seed for Monsanto, and this is, I believe, my fourth year doing that. I kind of took it over from some of my relation that retired, and it's going really good.
Primarily, we talked about right now you're selling corn and beans, but next year you might move into cover crops, too?
Yeah, after doing a little bit of experimenting with cover crops this year on my own farm, I think I may be able to sell some more for customers or anybody that has the need or want to do that in the future.
So we're talking about cover crops, and we actually just got done looking at one of your 40-acre fields that you planted some cover crops on this year. Let's talk about what you planted and what the field's looking like right now.
Well, that is correct. On August 13th, I planted tillage radishes and oats, and that was after wheat, and then manure that was knifed in after that. And as we stand here today, the radishes are, they're about knee high, and but the tillage radishes part of itself is they're probably about 2 or 3 inches in diameter and about a foot deep, so they're really doing good.
It was pretty amazing to go out to the field and see these because they are very large in size, which looks a little bit strange when you're driving by on the road and you're not really sure what you're looking at. But let's talk about the reason for why you planted these. What kind of benefits do you hope to receive from them?
Well, first off, the main thing is hopefully to break a little bit of the compaction layer that I think is there. And then, of course, it will help boost yields next year, or they're supposed to anyways. So, and then, you know, it helps scavenge the nitrogen and the nutrients and just helps build the soil. And, you know, it's I think we're moving towards that type of thing with having a cover crop out there.
So this is the first year you've done this, so it's kind of an experiment, I guess you would say. But where did you get the idea, or what made you decide to plant these?
Well, I had wanted to plant the radishes on another 40 that was more compacted, and so I had had the seed for that. And then this year, just with the wet summer, after we took my wheat out and then we were getting the manure, by the time we got done with that, it was just too late to plant the double crop beans, so I decided to do this.
Do you think in the future you might be planting these in other fields? And as far as when to plant them, like as far as rotation-wise, do they recommend after corn, after beans, or what are they saying about that?
Yes, I do intend to plant these again. I'm actually already have ordered some earlier maturity of bean to try to go ahead and get them on more fields next fall. And in my opinion, from what I've read and everything on them, that you'd like to plant the tillage radishes and oats after beans to prepare for corn next year, and then like possibly rye after corn stalks.
And so the radishes and the oats are something that's going to just remain in the field throughout the winter months, and then you will till that under in the spring. Is that my understanding?
Yeah, that's correct. It takes 3 consecutive nights in the mid-teens to winter kill the oats and radishes. So I don't plan on doing anything with them this fall and just field cultivating and planting them in the spring. If anybody has any questions about them, contact me, or if they'd have any need for DeKalb corn or Asgrow beans, they can contact me also. My number is 217-820-3110.
Once again, that was Darren Rosenthal, a farmer and Asgrow and DeKalb seed salesman from Raymond. If you'd like to talk to Darren about his cover crops or to find out more information about his seed availability, you can give him a call at 217-820-3110. And speaking of cover crops, there will be a cover crop seminar and field day this Friday, November 13th, from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 in the afternoon at the Marine Lions Club and Marine FS facility in Marine, Illinois. There will be a free lunch provided by the Illinois Council on Best Management Practices. The public is invited to attend, and there is no need to RSVP. The cover crop seminar and field day will teach you about the benefits of using cover crops and no-till application for soil health. There will be several presenters for the day. including a speaker on cropland restoration. Also, we'll be talking about establishing and managing cover crops, ways to incorporate cover crops and no-till into your cropping systems, and you will observe and evaluate 11 cover crop species. Once again, that's taking place this Friday, November 13th, from 8:30 in the morning to 12:30 in the afternoon at the Marine Lions Club and Marine FS facility in Marine, Illinois. The public is invited to attend, and you do not need to RSVP. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.